You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up, everybody? It is your man, your friend, your favorite BBC from the deserts of Las Vegas, coming at you with some more awesome fun. Yeah, Doc Chocolate here, y'all, and we are doing episode number 32. Yes, yes, yes. And on this episode, which is brought to you by Spades Magazine, which you can find at thespadeslife.com, we are interviewing a hot wife, and the title for this episode is Sex, Gangbangs, and NFTs. Oh my God. And I said NFTs, not STDs, okay? So don't y'all get scared or nothing, like, oh my God, Doc is talking about STDs. What the hell? No, NFTs are non-fungible tokens. They are a part of cryptocurrency. So if you do it right, you can make some money. But we're going to talk with a lady, and she is actually going to give us the 411 and the insight on that. So that being said, y'all, I have an announcement to make. So we are doing a party, all right? So you guys know it's summertime, and it's just right to do a party, isn't it, right? So we're actually doing a party out here in Las Vegas, and it's going to be Saturday, June 11th, 2022, okay? And it's co-hosted by myself and the lovely, beautiful Miss Kelly Shin. You can find her on MissKellyShin.com. And we are actually having a all-out, crazy, kinky, fun party for you guys and ladies who are cuckold, who are hot wives, who are queen of spades, your stag vixen. You are, maybe you don't know what the hell you are. Maybe you're trying to learn about the lifestyle. Maybe you just want to watch, okay? Maybe you just want a voyeur. Maybe you're a BBC. Maybe you're not a BBC. Maybe you're an LBC, okay? Maybe you're a BWC or a BAC, you know? You're a big Asian cop, okay? Whatever the case is, y'all, I want y'all to come to the party, okay? It's going to be Saturday, June 11th. Saturday, June 11th, and I want you to go ahead and RSVP, all right? The way you're going to do that, ladies and gents, is you're going to go to the website at bullsandqueens.com, and then you're going to see that I actually redesigned the websites, okay? And it's hopefully it looks good, okay? And you're going to scroll all the way about the midsection of the page, and you're going to click that red button that says something to the effect of lifestyle party. .com and some other goofy stuff, okay? So whatever button is out there that allows you to contact me, go ahead and contact me and let me know, hey, Doc, I want to attend that party, all right? Come by train, plane, automobile, walk your ass up there. This is definitely not going to be the party that you want to miss, okay? So Saturday, June 11th. And you're going to go to bullsandqueens.com, okay? And this is going to be for single guys, single ladies, couples, everybody, thruples. It's going to be for everybody, okay? That being said, I want to read two reviews that just got left for us on Apple before we jump into this episode, okay? So I'm really, really excited that y'all are leaving a poor young black man living in Las Vegas reviews, okay? So the first review was left on May the 3rd, and it was left by Caribbean Couple via Apple Podcasts, and they live in the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, man. And so he or she wrote, okay, and I'm going to try my best Caribbean accent as I read this, okay? So don't hate on me. Been listening to your podcast, man, all the way from Trinidad and Tobago. We have been exploring the lifestyle for just over 4 years, and it's been great. Listening to your podcast for us is like attending a meet and greet, front seat discussion on proven ways to navigate the lifestyle. Keep up the good work, man. P.S. If we are ever in Vegas, we will hit you guys up. And if you are ever in our neck of the woods, Caribbean, hit us up. Cheers, man. Well. Thank you, Caribbean Couple. Yes. I heard Trinidad and Tobago is, I'm not sure if it's Tobago or Tobago, but I heard that that's a very, very beautiful place. It's like islands that are like right off of the coast of South America, I believe. And there's some like really, really beautiful people that live up there. Okay, definitely. I would love to meet with you guys, Caribbean Couple. And the next review comes from Godson Number One. Godson One on Apple Podcasts on May 9th left a review, and he said, DC's podcast is entertaining. If you're in the lifestyle or thinking about getting into the lifestyle, his podcast serves as a tutorial. His interviews are intriguing, and his first always serves up captivating stories. Keep up the good work, Doc Chocolate. Your fan base is growing daily. All right. Well, thank you. God bless you, Godson One. I love you, man. God bless you, Caribbean Couple. I love both two of y'all. All right. So you guys, make sure y'all leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. All right. So without further ado, let's jump into that episode. Hello, everybody. It is your man, Mr. Doc Chocolates. No, I don't have an MD. No, I don't have a PhD. No, I don't have an EDD, but I have a SEX in sex. That didn't make no sense, but go ahead and give me some fake laughter if you want. Welcome to another experience of the Bulls and Queens podcast show. I want to introduce my lovely guest of the hour. So her name is Nadi, and she is a hot wife, a cuckoldress, queen of spades, and an all-around slut. She's completely authentic, and she is an open book. Don't go to the library, because you're not going to find her, because she's overdue. She has not met any of our hard limits yet, other than fecal and blood. And I'm going to rephrase this, because when she sent this to me, there was a misunderstanding. And I thought she was saying that she's waiting for fecal and blood. And I said, oh, my God. I was like, you just made a black man blush over here. I was like, ooh, she's into some dirty shit. And the pun is very
literally.
Yeah. But no. Her hard limits is she's cool with everything except shit and blood. So don't, if you're a vampire, fuck off. She enjoys trying new things and learning and absorbing as much information as possible as she goes through this journey with her cuck. So ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and give a hand and an applause for Nati Hot Wifey. Woo! How you doing, girl?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really good, because there's no feces and there's no blood around me.
Yes.
Actually, I lied. There is blood around me.
That's true. There is blood, huh?
Yes. not in a sexual way, but I was talking with Nadi beforehand. And as we record this, it's April. And so you guys will probably be hearing this sometime in May. But my wife actually had no surgery. So like I just been changing bloody gauzes left and right. And Nadi is just giving me this look on her face. She's like, ooh, that's so sexy. She's giving me that sexy look. She's biting her lip.
No. I'm cringing. I'm like, ugh.
Yes.
The pain.
So Nadi has an awesome like Hello Kitty style headphone microphone set, and it's pink and it has like the cat.
Yeah, Scarlett was like, oh my God, because we do Zooms all the time, me, Scarlett, and Anya. And she was like, you have like one of those streamer girl headsets. And I was like, yeah, I guess so.
Right. So, all right. So girl, tell us all about yourself. Like you do so many things and like how did we meet and like, what have you been doing on Twitter? What have you been doing online? What have you been doing in the lifestyle? Like, tell us about yourself, Miss Nati.
I do so much. So, you know, I began the lifestyle over 10 years ago, or about 10 years ago, I guess now, you know, started out swinging. Now I do Queen of Spades, gangbangs. I've always done gangbangs actually. But, yeah, so Twitter, you know, I got into Twitter about a year and a half ago. Wait. Yeah. About a year and a half ago, mid 2020. When nothing was going on. And then I was on there and I was showing all my stuff because I'm a major exhibitionist. I love to show everything about me and what I'm doing. And I was having a lot of fun, but then there is a dark place in Twitter. So I got stuck in that dark place in Twitter and I quit it all for about 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I came back. My cook was like, are you sure you want to go back onto Twitter? I was like, yeah. I was like, now I know what my limits are. You know, I'm not answering everybody. I'm not, you know, I just know what my limits are. So it's a much better space. And I was so happy that I came back onto Twitter because it was during Splash Mocha in Fort Lauderdale last August. And I was just listening to what everyone was doing. I was going on to different spaces with different people. I met Scarlett and Anya. And then we were doing the Slut Sisters thing. And then for November, we created these great Slut Sister kits. I was doing a lot of the merchandise for it. And it was just so much fun. And the camaraderie, the sisterhood, the actually having other people with similar interests as you do is an amazing feeling. Sorry, I'm getting over a cold. So just, it's an all around great place now. And I, you know, of course now I do my OnlyFans, you know, I just post whatever it is that I do. I try to do things that aren't what I do. And I'm like, no, this is not me. I lose myself. I'm just going to do myself. You know, I love to fuck. I like to show it. That's what I do.
Hey, exhibitionist. That's what I am talking about. And I love the fact that, and I've said this like multiple times and across multiple interviews, because I've talked to many ladies that are part of the Slut Sister movement. And I just love, like, totally love that whole tangent where you ladies have found a tribe and a sisterhood and you're connected and you're empowered, because for so many, what, like eternity, it seems like,
yes,
women have been shamed. Mm-hmm. And they've been subjected to like not being able to live their lives out, while us men can do whatever the fuck we want.
And exactly.
Yeah.
And Slut Sisters is going to be huge. That's what we've been chatting about. And I think I missed our call this week. But yeah, it's going to be, what we're doing is going to be amazing. It's.
She did the explodey hand. And I feel I'm still crying, Nadi, because I had the beautiful Scarlett on my podcast a few months ago. And I asked her, I said, Scarlett, can I join the Celeste Sisters?
And my cuck asked the exact same thing.
Well, oh, your husband did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did he get declined as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I got declined as well. And I paid my initiation fees and I didn't get them back. And I was very, very sad. I'm just kidding. I love you, Scarlett.
Love you, Scarlett.
She told me that I should start Bull Brothers.
Oh, that would be a really good idea.
Yeah. I was about to go get the .com. I was like, shoot, don't play with me.
Do it. I mean, I got my .com and then I got my .eats and I got my .souls and everything. So it's like, I'm just getting on all this shit.
Oh,
yeah. Today I was bored and walking around shopping and, you know, looking for different merchandising ideas for Slut Sisters. And then I was like, you know, what about the dudes? And I was like looking at like Tumblr type things. And then I was like, okay, you know, cause thinking about for July, we don't really have anything scheduled yet if we're going to do anything big like we did in November. But for me, you know, I was like, okay, this is cute. This is fun. This would be great for July. And I was like, okay, what about the guys? You know, I want to create something really cool for the men, like a nice, cool little cup. And I think, you know, a wine tumbler is like a wine tumbler, not a, you know, a drink holder for a man.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of things outside of that realm as well, but it's very limited.
Well, I mean, it's good, you know, because I mean, it basically is like, hey, drink some wine and then let's like get busy, right?
Oh, for me, it'll be just like, hey, drink some water and let's get busy.
Oh, shit. You don't even play.
I don't drink. So
what was that dark place on Twitter that you went into? Because I'm sure that there's people that have been to probably similar places or may be in a place like that now.
So, yeah.
Like, so how did you get out of that dark place? Like, what was it and how did you get out of it?
So the dark place for me was, you know, I was brand new to Twitter. You know, I've been in a lifestyle. I've been doing all of this stuff for many years. And then I got onto Twitter, started showing it. Then I was just getting messages. And people can be real assholes in the direct messages. And I felt like at that time that I had to answer every single person. I had to make a comment back to them. I had to say something, you know, if they sent me the picture of their dick, if I didn't say anything, I was a bitch, you know, it's like, I didn't ask for your dick. You just popped into my DMs and you're showing it to me. And then, you know, it was just the belittling, the talking onto the, you know, yes, I am a slut and I love being called a slut. I love being called a whore, a bitch, and all other things. But these to me are terms of endearment from the men that I'm with at the time. And when you're in my DMs and you're calling me these things, you're looking down on me. So that put me into an extremely dark place, which led me to drinking heavily. And then I went to a detox facility, was good, everything. But then I eventually went to rehab because the drinking was just out of control. So, and you know, I was telling my husband before, I was like, you know, I never had to drink to do anything before. Like, you know, we've done gangbangs with 25 guys several times and I never drank before those. I don't know why I feel like I have to drink at all. And so today I actually think is 100 days of sobriety for me. So, yeah. And I've been to like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 sex parties since then. And there has been alcohol around, but I have not been tempted by it at all. So I just get dick drunk. That's what I get. So one thing I try to warn people is, you know, do not feel like you're obligated to do anything to anyone. And if you're doing this for, I don't know, you need to monetize it. Your time is worth money. If someone is sitting there wasting your time and they want to be sexting with you, you need to be charging them, because I don't have time to sext with thousands of people a day. So if you want to do something like that, you got to pay me. I'm not going to do that for free. Unless I like you and you're one of the men I fuck, then yeah, I'll do that stuff. But you know, for a random person, I don't have time for that, because I get that kind of request all the time. It's just like I don't have time. I work full time, you know. The thing post is just, you know, what I have to do in my life. It's hobby.
I sent Nadia sext and her reply back to me was Visa or MasterCard.
Someone sent me a picture of their dick one time and I responded with my Cash App address.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's OG. Like, did they respond back to you?
Nope.
Hold on. What's your Cash App? Go ahead and just like blast it out. It's dollar sign what?
Naughty Hot Wifey.
All right. So if you feel the need, go ahead and hit up dollar sign Naughty Hot Wifey and drop some cash in this lady's bucket. And I mean, that's like, so, hey, that's a cute poodle. Is that a poodle behind you?
Yes. And I closed the door, but he got in somehow.
Hey, he was like, I'm not letting mama get away. So, and that's very, and thank you for sharing that, Naughty, because I know that there's going to be people that are listening to this, and probably especially more ladies that are listening to this, because every episode so far, we're getting about 2,000 to 3,000 per episode that are listening to this and growing, and people are going through some bad shit, you know, and, you know, just my two cents on it is that's almost like a form of like cyberbullying to a certain degree, you know, what they were doing to you. And, you know, it kind of sounds to me like you had like a pleaser type of personality to you, where you want to please the people that you're dealing with. And I had that to a certain extent as well, where, you know, you kind of feel the need like, okay, I got to reply to every Twitter message. I got to reply to every post and this and that. And, you know, that could literally be hundreds and hundreds, you know, of stuff a day or a week, right?
And they have no clue how much you get in a day. And it's just, I remember one person, oh, I'll tell you that one in a minute. That one was horrible.
Tell us.
Okay, so this was on FetLife, which I never go on a FetLife. And he sent me a message, hey, hello. And then all of a sudden he said like, well, fuck you. And I was like, excuse me. And then I logged in and I was like, whoa, what are you doing?
Because you didn't respond back?
Yeah, because I never responded to him. And he was like, well, it's funny how you respond when I tell you, fuck you. And I was like, I'm never on here. I just logged in and I just saw your message. And he goes, well, next time I'm masturbating to the Twin Towers being hit by airplanes, I'll be thinking of you. And I was like, okay, that is probably the darkest shit I have ever received.
Yeah. Block.
Block, block. Recorded everything. I was like, So yeah, lots of crazy dark people.
Yeah. Don't be weirdos, you guys. Like, that's the biggest thing that I would tell men is like, because it kind of surprises me. Well, I guess it doesn't surprise me anymore. But when I talk to ladies and they tell you about some of the shit that men send to them in their inboxes, I'm like, they said that? I'm like, you're not going to get no booty talking like that. Like, what's wrong with you? The fuck is wrong with you? Who raised you?
Yeah. Or the hey, hi.
Hey. I hate that. Hey.
I don't respond.
Hey. You know, like, hey, they send me hi. I'm like, bye. Shoot. I got no dang time. And I mean, like, you're right. Because, like, time is definitely something that we only have a limited amount of it.
Exactly. You know?
And, like, yeah. Like, guys, ladies. If people are going to waste your time, don't let them waste your time. You better earn money for your time. That's all I'm saying. So, anyways. On Twitter, you're listed as a hot wife, a cuckoldress, an amateur porn star, queen of spades, a pog, MILF, mother I'd like to fuck, and a squirter with like 3 exclamation points behind there. Did I put the exclamation points behind there?
I think you did. I think you did.
I did?
Probably.
Where was my mind at? Like, my mind was in the gutter. Not like Big D energy, slut sister. Oh, you know what? I remember because you had a bunch of emojis. That's what happened.
Yes.
You had a bunch of emojis. So
yeah, so there's like the squirting thing in front of squirter. There's a little cherry in front of the 36 triple D, Big D energy, and the little sisters emoji, slut sisters, yeah. And entrepreneur.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. Yeah, because when I was doing my notes for our interview, I did that like maybe 3-4 weeks ago and I forgot, but I was like, yeah, I remember this now. And then an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So all right. So I want to hear about your gangbang that you had on April 2nd.
Yeah.
Right, I want to hear Yeah. And I don't want you to give me the PG version. I don't want you to give me the PG-13 version. I don't even want the rated R version. I want the XXX
version. XXX version.
Yes, ma'am. I want your poodle to like just faint.
When... I think he's asleep right now.
Okay.
I think he jumped into the bedroom. Okay, so where to start? So I was very excited, very nervous, getting ready, kind of figure out what to wear. I was like, should I wear one of my cute little honey birdette outfits? It's like, no, everything's just going to be coming off and I'm just going to be getting fucked. That's just all that's going to be happening. So I get there and we're talking about basketball because there was the Carolina Duke game. You know, that's never happened in history, historical game, whatever. So it was on TV and we were waiting for a couple of people. It was supposed to be six men, but it ended up being four, which is fine. And they just start rubbing on. Well, when the fourth guy was up, they just start all, you know, rubbing on me and talking about how soft my ass is and lifting up my, pulling down my short. And then I just started sucking one of their dicks. Bed and I was standing up and there was a guy behind me fucking me from behind. So I had him pounding me and then I had my mouth full of dick. And I came up for air and I actually told my cuck, I was like, take a picture of my tennis shoes. Because at Splash Mocha, I've sprained my ankle wearing heels. And the big joke is now I don't wear heels anymore. And some people like Ashley Del Toro and Mr. Mocha or Sir Mocha, I don't know what their names are on Twitter. You know, they're like, what are you going to be wearing? And I was like, I'm going to be wearing sneakers whenever I fuck now. So just like an inside joke. But yeah, so I was sucking his dick and then I was getting fucked from behind. We then moved up to the bed and I started sucking someone else's dick. One thing I did request was I wanted to have one of those pictures with all of their dicks around my face. I've always wanted a picture like that. And so one of the guys, he's like, hey, hold on, wait, she wants this picture first. Let's do this before, we really get into it. So I go get on my knees in the middle of the floor and they're just all sitting around me. And I just start, sucking one by one and, go hands in hands and then sucking and then, rotating as I'm going around this circle. And then, they're just hitting me in the face with their dicks and
it was like a circle of friendship.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Then we got back on the bed. There's so much fucking that went on. Each guy fucked every single hole.
Wow.
Yeah.
So for those of you guys who don't know what every single hole is, maybe this is supposed to be an 18 and up podcast, obviously, but it means the vagina, the anus, and the mouth. Mm-hmm. And if you're freaky, maybe the nostrils.
Or if you're small enough.
Oh, shoot.
So,
micro penis.
So regardless of, what position I was doing it in, if I was on my back, if I was on my stomach, if I was on my knees, if I was good.
Look, he woke up. Hey, your poodle just left the room.
He started talking about on your knee.
He was like, I'm out. He's like, I'm out of this bitch.
So any type of position that I was in, I always had a dick in my mouth, no matter what. And so it was basically, moaning and then also the choking, the gagging and not being able to breathe, and then coming up for air. And and then we did airtight, and that was one of my fucking list items. So, airtight.
I had to ask you about airtight. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And so, tell the people listening that don't know what airtight is, what is airtight?
So, one of the gentlemen was laying on his back, and I sat on top of him like I was going to be riding his dick. Another gentleman stood over him and stuffed his dick into my mouth. And then I had another one stick his into my ass. And they fucked every single hole at the same time. And for some giggles, they closed my nose. So I was literally airtight. No air coming in or out.
Wow. Okay, so I got to ask you, I like to be choked, but is there some Oh, you do too? All right. Is there like, do you get like a type of sexual gratification by having that like asphyxiation going on where you can't breathe or?
I didn't realize I did until a time during Splash. I was fucking someone and they were going to come on my wedding ring. But at this point, you know, he was trying to come on my wedding ring. We weren't doing anything sexually, but then he grabbed my neck and he choked me and it just like everything was like, oh my God. And then he spit in my face and I was like, oh my God, you know, because it was just like everything was like, oh God. And it's like, there's nothing going on for me but choking and spitting in my face. And I loved it. And it was, yeah.
Hey, sexy ladies and guys out there, pardon the interruption, but I had to ask you this question. Do you all love Queens of Spades like I do? Seeing all those sexy ass women makes me go crazy. And I know it makes you go crazy too. Well, guess what? My friend Drew Marston has a magazine that is dedicated to Queen of Spades, and it's called Spades Magazine. Spades Magazine has exclusive interviews with real-life queens of spades, black bulls, and the hottest interracial kink content anywhere. It comes out bi-monthly, and it has the hot, steamy content that you can't find anywhere else. You'll be able to see queens such as Adrena Cuckoldress, Rebecca's Office, Secret Playwife, the sexy Venus Cuckoldress, everybody's grandma I like to fuck, Sika Black, and more. So check it out right now at thespadeslife.com. That's thespadeslife.com. And if that site isn't up, go to Twitter right now and go to @spadesmagazine. That's Twitter on @spadesmagazine, and make sure that you tell Drew that I sent you. Now, back to the show. So y'all, she's getting turned on just talking about it.
I am. I'm gonna have to go play afterwards.
Yes. A few times I've been in play sessions, Nadi, and like, you know, I tell the girl, like, just choke the shit out of me. I don't need no safe words.
Are you sure?
And I'm like, yeah, just choke. And I'm like, harder. And then like the next morning, I'm like, okay, well, damn, maybe I shouldn't have been told her to go that hard, because like I feel like my neck is about to like fall off. You ever get that feeling?
Yeah.
Like where you literally have like almost imprints in your neck.
Yes, and I have had imprints in my neck. I don't think I had any choking though at the gang on Saturday.
No.
But I mean, you know, one of the men that was fucking my ass, he's over 10 inches.
Oh, and, wow.
It's quite big. he did get it in all the way and everything and was fucking me. But initially it was like, I guess I was going forward and he sent me a text. He's like, next time you're not going forward, you're going to sit back on my dick.
Like, okay. Oh,
snap. Yes, sir.
Oh, snap. She's talking about, yes, sir.
Yeah. I think he was the first person that's ever like made me like gaping. Like my holes were really gaped.
How long were they gaped for?
Less than a day. Everything went back to normal the next morning.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everything just pop back. But he was the first one that gave me. So I had, that was two firsts, three firsts. I had that picture. I had the airtight. And then I had the cream pie in my booty.
Ooh,
so that
shit.
Was nice. Yeah. And then, you know, I think it lasted like about 2 hours. And then they started getting dressed. And I was like, what's going on? Are you done?
Oh, shoot. You're talking about you need a round two, round three, round four, round five. How long can you go, girl?
Well, so the 25 gangbangers, those were from like 9 to 2 a.m. So
like 9 p.m. to 2 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 5 hours. Yeah, like some women are like that. Like some women, like I have a friend and she's from Montana. And that woman can go all night long. All night long.
Oh, yeah.
like you need to come with it.
Be prepared. Get that training in.
Yeah, I got to stretch I got to do my warm-up laps. Got to drink my electrolytes.
Yes.
And I'm at it.
Yeah. And there was, yeah. So they were all getting dressed. And I was like, I looked at him. I was like, hey, you want me to suck your dick real quick? He was like, you're offering. Yes, go ahead. So I gave a suck. So I got on my knees and I just started sucking his dick, just going at it. And then he wanted to know where to come. And I was like, all over my face. And so he came all over my face and it was huge wads of like cum just dripping down the side of my face. And I was like, okay, where's my shirt? Cause you know, we're leaving. And they're like, here, do you want a towel? And I was like, nope. They're like, what? I was like, yeah. You're going to walk out of here with cum on your face?
Yep.
Yes.
I've done it
plenty of times before. You know, my husband and I, we've even gone to restaurants when I've had cum all over my face.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is that why, like, and I'm sorry, do you show your face on Twitter or no?
No.
No? Okay. So for those of you guys and ladies that are listening to this, Nadi has a very, like, tight skin. She has, like, no wrinkles whatsoever on her face. It's, like, totally smooth. So, hint, leave the nut on your face. It's good for your, it's good for your skin. It's anti-aging, yeah. Motherfuckers.
Absolutely is. Because you know, usually I'm like, yeah, in my mouth and this, but you know, because I'd had it had on my face in a while, and for our cuckolding dynamic, I requested it to be on my face so my husband could clean me up later.
Ah, okay, I got you. Like, do you just like leave it like in streaks on your face, or do you like kind of like rub it in like you're?
Oh no, it was just like glob, glob, glob.
Oh shit. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
And then whatever was like dripping down it.
I'm kind of imagining like, you remember that Ben Stiller movie from like about 20 years ago, something about Mary? Like, you remember when?
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. I also had a big glob in the side of my hair too.
Was it like,
it was on the side of my face.
Yeah. It was like hair gel for you. All right. Now, how do you set up gangbangs?
So Scarlett was here a few weeks ago and we met some gentlemen at a house party that we went to. And for me, I have not been able to find anything locally with my preference. And then it's like I hit the jackpot. So, you know, we met one guy because he saw my necklace and it has his key and my spade on it. And he looked at that and he was like, is that what I think it is? And I said, yes, it is. He goes, oh, we're going to have fun. And so we met up with these different people. My husband, he got one of the guys' phone numbers who sets them up. And they just started working and getting into it.
Okay. And, yep.
So that's how that started. Because normally it's so the 25 ones, those were actually a group that you had to be a part of. And it was 25 men to supposed to be 5 women, but sometimes it was just 3 to 4 women for 25 guys.
No, that's not even a party. That's like a festival.
Yeah. It was fun. But yeah, he said, yeah. So he met this one person, one of the guys, he sets all of them up. And then another one of the guys that is going to become my regular, he was talking about, you know, either renting like a party bus or something and just, you know, driving around town, gangbanging in the car or party bus or whatever. I just sent the picture, by the way, of the face.
Oh, did you send this to me? I am looking. Did you say, oh, okay, there it goes. Oh shit. your face. Oh man, she got this like look like a little girl that just got like a lollipop. She got her tongue sticking out and she's like,
I got that post nut glow.
Yeah, right. Post nut glow and post nut clarity. I want to go and talk about more about your entrepreneurial endeavors, Nati. So you do a lot of things. And we're talking about time is money. And so you're doing NFTs, which is in the crypto space. NFTs stand for non-fungible tokens, and you're doing it in the adult space. And then you also have your OnlyFans page and other things as well. Like, can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So my OnlyFans, basically they pay a monthly membership, which is typical with any OnlyFans, but you know, I don't have a paywall. Everything that I post on there, I have all my videos, I have my face showing on there. You know, I talk my actual fans. I don't ignore them like I do on Twitter because, you know, they pay for my time. But I do have also, which I'm restructuring, pricing lists, because I'm going to start including it to be in Cash App or in cryptocurrencies, so that people can do that. My husband got into a job in January that had to do with NFTs. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, wheels are spinning. What's going on? So I started looking up NSFW NFTs. Okay, what's going on? What's selling? Because when there's some kind of new big technology that comes out, porn just blows it up. So I was gonna, you know, I was like, okay, let's see. What about this? What about this? So there's so many different aspects to it. You have the NFTs, which is a non-fungible token, which is basically an ownership of part of a blockchain. I'm still researching that because I'm still very new to this. So basically, you have an ability to, like, let's say I wanted to sell one of my videos as an NFT, like a quick little 3-minute video. I would put it in the marketplace, whichever marketplace I'm using. I would mint it, and that mint puts some kind of thing. I can't think of the word on it. Basically, it's proof of ownership. So yeah, sure, someone can copy it, but they don't have proof of ownership. It's a new way of owning things. Like, some people have bought like millions of dollars worth of things. They're stupid apes, the little ape things. They're like hundreds of thousands of dollars, but you have proof of ownership. And so you own that. And that's kind of like the way things are going. So whoever buys that video, depending on what I do with my copyrights on it, because it will have, you know, I can either copyright it to where they can't use it, or let them have full rights to that video. So if they have full rights to the video, they can do whatever they want with the video. They can resell it. If they resell it, I get money, creator fees off of it too. Yeah. So it's like kind of like a recycling kind of thing. So I've been doing some pictures. It's not well known. The crypto NFT space is not well known all around. Like, it's a very brand new thing. So it's pretty limited. There are a few, let's see, I wrote down the one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's about 6 NSFW NFT places that I'm aware of that I'm active in. One of them, I'm not a content creator in yet, but I really want to be one because I feel like it's going to be amazing. But I'm very much involved in all of those. And they're just great. It's also going to be a good place for content creators because OnlyFans is talking about an IPO again. So that means they're probably going to try to get rid of porn again. So, you know, like on my, what's it called? On my Linktree, I have it to where you can buy my memberships for OnlyFans with Ethereum or Sol. And then, you know, you don't have to worry about the OnlyFans credit card charge on your card.
That's smart. Because the payment's coming straight to you.
Yep. And it's coming through as a, it's coming through. It's going through an anonymous wallet. You know, whomever it is that owns the wallet, they're going to submit that. Now, they do have to create an OnlyFans account, which sucks. But what I'm also doing right now is what I'm putting in my OnlyFans, I do sell as well into different marketplaces.
Okay. So, so basically, if I'm hearing you correctly, you have your OnlyFans at page as your platform for all your content. And then people can pay you through Ethereum or whatever crypto they want. And I'm taking it, it's like a monthly premium that they're paying you through.
So OnlyFans is monthly. Anything through Ethereum or anything, that's just a one-time payment. So if they want to buy one video of mine for whatever it is that it costs, that's all they're paying. And That's all that they pay for it. And then they have the rights to it.
Is there a way for them to, like, once you give out your address, your wallet address for the Ethereum or Solana, Cardano, whatever it is there a way for you to automate that where, like, it's coming to you on a monthly basis or no?
That I don't think so, because I don't think that's possible just yet. One of the projects that I'm looking into is actually partnered with OnlyFans. So there might be something there to where they might start doing like a membership basis on crypto. I think that they might be trying to figure it out, because it would be difficult. I mean, like Ethereum yesterday was at 3,600 per coin. And I think today it's at 3,200. So it's it's not a stable thing. It changes on a daily basis. Yeah. So I think coming up with some kind of membership like that is a little bit more on the difficult side.
That actually does make sense, because because, like, for those of you guys that are, like, listening to this that aren't too familiar with crypto, it's very common where, like, it'll go up 5 or 10% one day and it'll be down 5 or 10% the next day. You know, like last year, Ethereum was at like $4,500 or $5,000
and Ether. It was at like that. Yeah, it was that, and I think it was like October or November of last year. But January of last year, it was like $1,500.
Yeah. And so it's very, very volatile. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's what's kind of crazy about it. So now tell everybody, like, what is the purpose of an NFT? Because, like, for the longest time, I was confused by an NFT. And I basically, the simplest way that's I learned it was that it's basically like your ticket into a membership of an elite group of people or something to that effect.
So there's different kinds. So there's like the NFT just for collectors, people that want to collect things. Like, I think I posted on my Twitter the other day, the Larva Cuck. It's an NFT. It's cute. I liked it. So I bought it. You know, I don't know if there's any utility to it. I don't know. Let's see.
And when she says utility, she means purpose.
Yes. Sorry. Let's see. So that place is just a marketplace. Okay. So there's one where you will have access based, like, whenever you go to Mint, which is where you go to buy the NFT with your wallet. And then it's got, like, you know, the different hashes and transaction codes. So when you go to this one particular place, once they open up their Mint, which I can't wait for, then that will be your access pass to whatever level. They have like 4 levels of the club. And so you have the access pass to whichever one of those levels you get. And then you can go in. There's another one, which I'm really excited for too. They are in beta this month. I won a shag pad and a doll. So, but yeah, that one I have access to having my own space in that metaverse and being able to do things. There's another one that is, you know, the no slut shaming one, and their utility is if you own both types of NFTs, then you'll have access to their strip club in Decentraland.
Nice. Yeah. So basically it's like you have access to their strip club in Decentraland, which is like a virtual environment, right? Where
you put all the metaverses are virtual. So like the one with the apartment that I get, that one's a metaverse. You know, they all, not all of them have metaverses. A lot of these have just marketplaces. I was trying to pull and see which ones had which. And then like there's another one that's trying to come up with a metaverse that's going to, with their goal, end goal for their metaverse is to have mutual toys on either side. So you would have a male toy, I would have a female toy, and you would just play that way inside the metaverse.
Oh, so I wouldn't play with myself for real. I would like play.
You would have your dick and whatever toy it is that you have, and then I would have whatever inside of me, and we would just control each other's toys.
Oh, okay. So like I, so So I can have like a fleshlight, and then you yes. have access to it, and then you're just like, haha, I'm gonna fuck Doc over. I'm like, ah. And I'm like, stop it, Nadi. And you're like, no, I'm gonna take your soul from you, Doc.
Suck your soul right out of you.
Oh, this is cool. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, it's very ambitious. So it was kind of like what they it would be like in like, I guess the private rooms or, you know, like a cam show or whatever. So we'll see.
Yeah. And guys and ladies that are listening to this is like next level stuff. And I mean, like, if this sounds like very like, well, I don't see the purpose of this, or like, how's everybody going to get into this? I mean, if you think of like 20 years ago, like back in, well, not 20 years, 25 years ago, back in the late 90s, people were looking at the internet the same way. And that was called Web 1.0. And now we're in like Web 3.0. And the people that are the first people that jump on board a new technology and they adopt onto a new technology, they make some, what, Nadi?
They make some money.
They make some money.
Yeah, because all these places, they all have their own little coins that you can buy, their little tokens. And it's kind of like an investment. So the tokens that you purchase and they go up in value, it is crypto. I know one of my crypto coins for one of the metaverses I'm excited about, they just doubled in price. And I'm like, yes.
How long did it take for it to double?
Oh, I bought it in February and it just doubled last month.
Nice. So like, look, she bought it in February and we're recording this in April. So in 2 months time, it doubled.
Well, it was mid-February I purchased it, and then mid-March is when it doubled. So it was about a month when it doubled.
Oh, snap. Nice. And like that's the thing with crypto, you guys, is it goes up for the most part.
Or it can just crash on down too. Because I've seen some that have like shot straight up and then the next day they've gone all the way down.
Yeah. And there's so many different things that y'all can get into. I mean, you have your bigger coins, you have your altcoins, and you have like shit coins, I think they call them.
Yeah.
And honestly, you should teach people, Nadi, how to get into the adult space in crypto. I'm just throwing that out there.
And I think that people need to, you know, there's a lot of scams out there, tons of scams. They might look legitimate, but they could be a scam, like someone creating a metaverse, you know, and they could have all these great things and talk about how wonderful they're going to be. And then they do a rug pull, which I just learned about that the other day. So basically they just sell all of their stuff and then just drop the project and go.
Yeah. They bounce.
Anybody that was involved in it lost all their money. Cause I actually went to an educator, a crypto educator, and I was asking him questions about a project, and he was like, that this is going to be a scam. So I'm trying to educate myself to look at transactions, look at wallets, follow. It was a lot.
Yeah, it's like super tech.
I absolutely feel like, you know, anybody that is a content creator, if they do want to sell something, you know, put it into an NFT. So you got your pictures. People sell their pictures for like $3 all the time or something, you know, so put it on like their Soulsea, which has, these are not the projects. These are just like general big marketplaces. So Soulsea.io, they have really low fees for buying and selling. And then there's OpenSea, which is done through Ethereum, which if you mint through Ethereum, so minting is you're putting it in to sell it to someone else, so it's getting authenticated and verified. It can be a bit expensive, but they do have a way around it if you go through the Polygon network. And then you don't have to pay anything up front, but you would pay a fee at the back end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So like one of the ones that I'm really getting into, I don't know if I should say it or not. Should I say a name of one of them?
Well, okay. So this...
Now I won't say anything.
No. Okay. Let me say this, Nadi. So this podcast is going to drop in about 6 weeks.
Okay.
So wherever you want to take that information, you can say whatever you feel comfortable with.
I don't know. So they're revamping a bunch of things. Yeah. So they have marketplaces. Some of them are trying to take over like the OnlyFans space by saying that they don't charge fees. So they don't charge fees on their end. The only fees that you get charged are the gas fees, that are done by the cryptocurrencies. And the gas fees, they vary by what time of day you're doing it. And the reason for the gas fees is because it goes to the miners of the currencies, which they go through and verify all the transactions and make sure everything is legitimate transaction-wise.
Yeah. And it flies over everybody's head. And like, so basically, yeah, the miners, they're like doing all types of like computer equations or some bullshit like that. And they're trying to make sure that everything lines up and is synchronized and all that. And just to keep it simple, like they just make sure that your transaction is good. And so Ethereum,
they're signing it and authenticating it, basically.
There you go. And the issue has been like Ethereum has had high fees, super high fees at times, and things like Solana have had cheaper fees. And so let me ask you this. All right. So like if you just got fucking lost over this conversation over the past like 10 minutes, it's okay. But hey, just accept it. Okay. You once were
questions.
Lost. Yeah. Just ask questions, like learn, like, you know, like watch some YouTube, Google some stuff, because like you Google some stuff, research some stuff, learn some stuff. You're going to be rich. You know, let's be rich,
Lambo.
Yeah. You're going to drive a red Lambo, you know, like Nadi got herself a red Lambo, like right outside the. But no, I mean, you guys had to like learn about this. And then, like she said, don't get caught up by scams, because like, I linked up with a guy, and like, long story short, I put about maybe $3,000 into Ethereum a few years ago, when it first like cratered, you know, back in 2017 or 2019 or whenever it was. And then like, you know, after like all my shit like dropped down to like $500, I just said, ah, fuck it. I was like, this crypto thing is a fucking scam. And so, hold up, Nadi. It wasn't that bad. Not yet. Okay. So like I was thinking in my head, like, oh, this is a fucking scam. And you know, at first I was gonna withdraw it, and then I was like, well, whatever. It's only $500 now. So like, whatever. I was like, let me just leave it in and maybe there's a chance it goes back up, right? And you know, everybody is on Facebook talking about like, yeah, you motherfuckers were out there, you know, talking about crypto's the next best thing. And look at you now, you poor broke motherfuckers. Hey, they're just talking shit. You remember that, Nadi?
Yes.
And so anyways, like two and a half years passes by. Then I start hearing people talk about like the stocks, and you know, people talking about Robinhood and GameStop and this and that, and they talking about Ethereum and Bitcoin,
Doge,
Dogecoin. I was like, the hell are these people talking about? And then you know, like you know, by chance, you know, I'm like, well, let me check out the price of Ethereum. And I look at the price, and I'm like, oh shit, it's $4,000. I was like, oh shit. And then I'm trying to log back into my account, you know, because I had Coinbase. And so like, you know, I was like, oh shit, let me, you know, find my password. And it literally took me like a week to like get all my credentials right. And I looked at it, and like my shit was like up to like $15,000-$16,000. And I was like, yes. Right. And so I'm like excited. I'm happy. My wife made some money too, because like I had gotten her into doing some crypto as well. She was in Bitcoin though. And so anyways, like there's this guy that I knew, and he was telling people like, oh, hey, invest your money into DeFi, which for those of you guys who don't know, is like decentralized financing. And it's basically like lending crypto out and hopefully making a return on it. And so anyways, man, he basically like had me pay him like $2,000 or $3,000 worth of Ethereum to teach me how to do it, right? And so anyways, I transferred all my money into this thing, and then I was able to leverage it and borrow I think like an additional $16,000 or $17,000 or $18,000 on top of that. So like I literally had like what is that, about a little over $30,000, like instantly, you know. And he's walking me through it, and I'm like, oh shit. Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna be rich, right? Because like Ethereum was going up like 10%, 15%, 20% a month. I was like, I'm gonna be rich. I'm gonna have like 100K in no time, right? And then I promise you, like 3 days later, that shit fucking tanked. And like, well, it didn't tank, but it dropped like 10 points. And because it dropped, like they penalized me. And like within about a week, my like $15,000, which was my original money that I put into there, had dropped all the way down to like $600 or $700. And we were using the thing that you said, Polygon. It was on the
Polygon network. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Matic. It was on. Yeah. It was on Matic on.
Yeah. Because that's Polygon.
MetaMask on the MetaMask wallet.
Yeah. On the MetaMask wallet. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, FML. I was like, fuck my life. But it taught me a lesson, though.
It is.
Do fucking research. Yeah.
D-Y-O-R. Do your own research. That is one of the most important things that you can do.
Yes.
And when you have questions, don't be afraid to ask. Like when I asked that one person who is a crypto educator, I was like, okay, I need help. I've been looking at all these things and I just help. So, and he just went through all these different places and I was like, whoa, there are so many things that you could do to research all these things. I don't know all of them anyways, but I was just like, there's so much to learn.
Yeah,
so I'm always constantly like absorbing all of the information that I can because I want to know. I need to know.
What's the best place for somebody that's like totally brand new to this to like go to learn about it? Like what, like maybe give us two or three sources that come to the top of your head.
Google. So I do a lot of my purchasing and everything through crypto.com, and they have a lot of really good educational articles on crypto.com. I was trying to find like a really good, you know, source for news, and I really haven't found one. Another one that I follow is CoinMarketCap.
That's good.
Yeah. CoinMarketCap, you know, I follow all my different cryptos that I have, and then they'll have all these different... sorry, I just looked at the numbers. They're really bad. And, you know, it gives you the numbers. You have your watch list. You have your portfolio.
She's right over here.
It will go back up. But, you know, it's just one of those things like, damn.
Hold on for dear life, girl.
Yeah, but they have so many different articles. And so, like, Solana was going up a lot lately. Like, it was in the 130s from being in the 80s. And that's because OpenSea is going to start allowing Solana to be listing on their platform, which they did not before. Before, it was just, like, Ethereum and something else. Don't know. But that was a huge thing. It's like, this is going to be a huge, 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 you know, merge combination thing.
That's why because I have a lot of Solana and I was wondering why it went up, because like I noticed
it's down to 113 now, a token.
Okay,
but it's okay. I won 5 of them the other day for I was drawing for one of my NFTs that I really don't know what the utility is, but I thought it was cute, so I bought a couple and I just had them sitting in my wallet. You know, I buy my NFTs for fun. Excuse me. Sorry. I buy my NFTs for fun. You know, it looks cute, it looks fun. I get it like the Larva Cuck, you know, he's cute. I bought it because, you know, I'm a cuckoldress. But yeah. And then like the ones that have like the metaverses, you know, there's one metaverse that I want to start a business within, because you can actually start businesses inside these metaverses. So I have different business ideas and I'm waiting for them to open up their, I can't think of the word, to open up their stores or something.
Oh, they're like storefronts on
With inside, yeah. So, so I have a really, really good idea for it. I'm just waiting for my opportunity to do it, because I don't want to say it, because I don't want no one stealing my shit.
Good, don't say it. Yeah, keep it private. And then, like, once you blow the hell up, just like fucking disappear. They're gonna be like, "Where Nadia at?" She bought her own island.
Yeah, peace.
Yeah, peace. I'm out. And it wasn't even just an island in the metaverse. It was like a real island that she went to.
I am unplugged from the world. I just sit here, you know, cuck serves me, have some BBC come on over, you know, just live the life.
Hey. So, Miss Nazi, are you ready for rapid fire questions?
Yes.
Question number one. Pink cats or white poodles?
White poodles.
All right. Question number two. Lotion or nuts for facial?
Lotion.
Damn it. I was hoping you would say nut.
I know, but you know, I have really nice face creams that I use too. So who knows? They may be infused with some nut.
That's your next business idea right there.
Yes. Nut infused.
Question number three. Solana, Cardano, or XRP?
Solana.
Oh, you kind of said that where you're like,
because I'm not too sure about the other two. I know that Cardano has been increasing, and I honestly have no idea what the other one is. Okay. The only ones I've been focusing on are the ones that have the marketplaces. And so that's like Solana and Ethereum. Those are the only ones we really focus on.
Okay. Gotcha. Last question. Three guys, 30 guys, or 300 guys?
Is that like how many I want to fuck at the same time? Or is it like my number? I think three would be a good number.
Okay.
Three is good. I like 30. I've had that. But, you know, three is nice. Three is fitting.
Fitting. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you, Nadi, for being on. We loved having you on. What is the best way for our people to get at you?
So just naughtyhotwifey.com. So it's naughtyhotwifey.com. That has all my links to it. It has my Twitter, has my OnlyFans, has my email address, has my Telegram, has my NFT links. Everything.
Nice.
And so, it will have this interview as well once it's open.
Yes. And mint it. Make us an NFT.
Oh, I could.
Yes. I
absolutely could.
Yes. So naughtyhotwifey.com. That has all of Naughty's links and everything on there. And then on Twitter, it's naughtyhotwife7. And then OnlyFans is Naughty Hot Wifey. And I'm going to have the links in the show notes. So it was awesome having you on board. And y'all, like, get at her with some NFTs and like talk to her about making money. Like, she's,
oh, yeah.
I can tell, like, this lady, she's an entrepreneur. Like, I can tell. I love chopping it up with entrepreneurs. In my other life, I'm an entrepreneur.
I always have ideas just going through my mind constantly. And it's like, I told my husband one of my ideas and he was like, holy shit. He's like, that is amazing. He's like, I wish I could tell people, but I can't. Yeah. Because, you know, it's NSFW. So he can't really discuss that with vanilla people.
Well, I mean, what's crazy is like, as an entrepreneur, like we have so many crazy ideas and many of them are good and phenomenal, but we only have the bandwidth to pursue like maybe one or two and be highly successful with it. And so like one thing,
and then we lose the other ones and forget about them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have to, because then, you know, we go around chasing shiny objects rather than being focused and then having success with, you know, like that one good idea, you know? And that's like the dilemma of an entrepreneur is like, we're like really schizophrenic type people, you know, because like our minds are all over the place, you know, we just want to do this and that. So, but I love talking to entrepreneurs. Like I could talk to you all day long about business. Seriously.
Yeah. Cause there's, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, get at Naughty, you guys. Her links are there. Don't be sending her dick pics, you nasty bastards.
unless you want to pay me, and then I'll rate you.
Yes, she will rate you. And give us that Cash App again.
Naughty Hot Wifey.
Naughty Hot Wifey. All right. So until next time, ladies and gents, y'all stay sexy. Y'all stay blessed. Make money. Monetize it because your time is so precious. You know, every second counts.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Somebody sends you a dick pic, respond back to them and say Visa or MasterCard.
Exactly.
Or crypto. Peace.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.